2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, through chapter 11, verse 23. Lord, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we're about to study here today. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians 10, 12. For we dare not number ourselves or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. For in measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, they are not wise. A person may compare themselves to other people, but it doesn't mean anything. Lots of people compare themselves to other people or establish standards and then achieve those standards, but they don't mean anything either. The standard is Jesus, and the standard is God's Word, and rightly understood, it will humble us because none of us achieve those standards. 13. But we will not boast of things beyond our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. When you talk about what God has you doing, or how He is working through you, that is not bragging. That is factual. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's a good thing, because it may even help others want to be used by Christ more. It may be inspirational to others. Verse 14. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you. For we have come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. And it's just a friendly reminder from Paul to the church in Corinth that they were started by him, and therefore they were under his apostolic authority. He was responsible for them. It was his duty before Christ to keep them on track in their teaching and in their behavior. That's why he wrote these letters to them. That's why he encouraged them, instructed them, corrected them. That's why he visited them. He was responsible. I think some Christians really don't understand how serious a pastor has to be and how careful he must be. It's a terrifying thing. The Bible says they keep watch over the souls of their people as men who will give an account. That's why Paul is so straightforward with the truth. He's got to give an account. 15. Not boasting of things beyond our own measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope that when your faith has increased, we shall be magnified in you according to our rule abundantly. Not boasting of things beyond our own measure, that is, of other men's labors. Paul was not trying to take credit for the work that someone else had done with the Corinthians. That would not be right. It is not right to take credit for something that we did not do. That is something that is very displeasing to God when people do that. Example, Ananias and Sapphira, Book of Acts. A couple of the earliest Christians taking credit for something that they didn't do. Oh, we sold this big piece of property and here we are giving all the money to the church. And they didn't. They lied. They took credit for something that they didn't do. God struck them dead. Not because they didn't give the money. It was their money. But because they lied about it. 16. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's rule, which he made ready for our hand. to preach the gospel in regions beyond you. That was Paul's desire. Paul wanted to teach Jesus to those who had never heard about him. Time is limited. That's why, whenever possible, we should choose better over good, and best over better. And sometimes time can also be wasted on those who know the truth but are not interested, especially when there are others dying every day who have never heard the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. 17. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. If you're going to brag, brag about Jesus. It would not make sense to brag about how well I drive on Grand Avenue to a NASCAR driver. He would not be impressed. He would yawn. He would not be impressed considering how he drives 190 miles per hour bumper to bumper with 40 other cars going 190 miles per hour bumper to bumper for about 4 or 5 hours every Sunday afternoon. He's not going to be impressed with how I drive on Thomas Street. And it doesn't make sense for us to brag about our accomplishments in the hearing of God either, especially when we remember what he did. Coming to earth, dying on the cross to pay for our sins, to rescue us from hell. Anything that we do is nothing compared to that. Besides, you know what? We couldn't do anything apart from God anyway. We just have no reason to brag except in God. 18. For it is not he that commendeth himself who is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. It's not right to brag, and it's a waste of time to brag, because it doesn't accomplish anything. Since God is the judge who gives us eternal life, and since God is the judge who determines our eternal rewards, the only thing that really matters is, what does God think? His judgment. What we think of ourselves doesn't matter. Who cares if we feel good about ourselves or feel bad about ourselves? Who cares? It doesn't matter. Who cares if we brag about ourselves? It doesn't matter. Chapter 11. Would to God you would bear with me in a little, bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed you do bear with me. Well, in the last chapter, Paul said if anybody had the right to boast, it would be him. And here he admits that he was talking foolish when he said that. No one wants to look like a fool, but Paul will risk it if it helps him to make a spiritual point. It's worth it, because what people think of us is not as important as what we do for God. Verse 2. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Paul's big concern that the Corinthians would be completely devoted to Christ, just as a bride is totally devoted to her new husband. That's what he wanted for Jesus. And that single-minded devotion is what Jesus deserves from all Christians. And we are robbing Christ if we give him anything less than that. 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Eve was deceived by the devil and led away from her pure devotion to God as a result. And Paul is afraid that the same thing may happen with the Corinthian Christians, led astray from their devotion to Christ. And if it happens, it will begin with Satan putting subtle, nice sounding, good feeling, but very wrong ideas into their heads. Our minds are like a spiritual battleground. And that's why the Bible says we are to take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means clinging to the Word of God, no matter what our feelings may tell us. That's how we will keep from being deceived by the devil and led away from our pure devotion to Christ. 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. They were gullible. They bought into any and every twisted teaching about Jesus Christ. They tolerated deceivers who were saying things contrary to apostolic teaching. They would tolerate them if they were good speakers, if they were charismatic speakers, if they had a lot of pop, oh boy, they'd buy right into it. But Christians must never allow, even for the possibility, that there is truth which contradicts the truth of Scripture, because there isn't. 5. For I consider myself not a whit lower than the very chiefest apostles. One of Satan's tactics is attacking God's people, I should say, is to attack their leader. That's why the false teachers were slandering Paul. Attack the leader, and you've got the people. That's also why God says, do not entertain an accusation against the pastor unless there are at least 2 or 3 witnesses. Because if Satan can successfully slander and attack the authority in the church, it is much easier for him to hurt the Christians there. 6. Though I am rude in speech, yet I am not in knowledge, for we have been made thoroughly manifest among you in all things. None of the apostles really had any formal training to be Christian speakers, Christian teachers, no formal training. They spent time with Jesus, and that gave them knowledge of important things. And that's still, by far, the most important thing a Christian can do today, is just spend time with Jesus, because that, more than anything else, will make us useful to Christ. He rubs off on us. 7. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself, that ye might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God without charge. The false teachers were saying, Paul did not charge anything. He did not take an offering. He did not charge anything, because his ministry wasn't worth anything. They used it as an opportunity to slander him. This is not true. He did not charge like they would, because he wanted to be nice, and because he didn't want to be accused of being in it for the money. Some people can take the most decent act of kindness and twist it into a reason for slander. Sometimes it just doesn't matter what a person says or what a person does. They will be slandered. Somebody will find something bad to say about them, for whatever personal reasons. 8. I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to do you service. And so the apostle lived off the offerings from other Christians so that he could serve the self-centered Corinthians without charge. And what did he get in return? Slander. Boy, the nicer you are to some people, the more they expect, and the less they appreciate it. 9. And when I was present with you, and was in want. I was a burden to no man. For that which I lacked, the brethren who came from Macedonia supplied, and in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so will I keep myself. Even when things got really tough, Paul did not ask the Corinthians for anything. He relied on the free will gifts of others. Now, he would not beg for money from somebody who didn't want to give it. And he would just trust God. Trust that God would provide somehow for as long as God wanted him to minister. 10. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Paul would not have taken the Corinthians' money, even if they would have tried to give it to him. He would not take it because it probably would have come with all sorts of strings attached. They never would have let him forget that they gave. Paul would have said, just keep it. Besides, he wanted to prove to them that being a minister is not a career, and Jesus Christ isn't someone to be peddled like the latest religious fad or like a religious t-shirt. 11. Why so? Because I love you not, God knoweth. The Corinthians were not very lovable, but that didn't stop Paul from doing it because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Christ in Paul caused him to love these people with a supernatural love, even though they were a headache to him. Just like God. God does not love people because they are lovable, because they are not. God loves us not because we are lovable, but because it is His nature to love. And we just can't do anything to earn His love. We are nowhere good enough for that. And God asks us to be the same way. God asks us to be good to others and to love others, whether we think they deserve it or not. And that's what Paul did to the Corinthians. Look at verse 12. But what I do, that I will continue to do, that I may cut off occasion from those who desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. In other words, the apostle will keep giving them the word of God for free to prove that he cares about them more than the false teachers who would never offer their services for free because they were in it for self. And so people often have high expectations from Christians who claim to know God and claim to serve God. That means Christians sometimes must sacrifice to meet those expectations for Jesus' sake. 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. The false teachers were knocking Paul down in order to raise themselves up. To them, ministry was a living. It was a job. It was a competition. And so, they would say whatever would make them popular. They were not interested in serving Jesus or Christians, just themselves. 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Not everyone who claims to be a Christian or proclaims Christianity as the way of salvation is really from God. The devil is the master counterfeiter, and his servants, at first glance, may seem to be Christ-like. Or they may even proclaim that Jesus is the way of salvation. But a careful comparison of what they're really saying to the Word of God will show that they also are counterfeit, just like the devil who inspires them. Sometimes you have to look very carefully, but you'll see it. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. There is a great danger out there, and it is false doctrine, and it comes in many shapes and sizes. False doctrine that sounds so right at first, but it just does not match up with Scripture when carefully examined. And people, even Christians, who do not know the Word and do not go to a church that teaches it, may quickly accept it as truth. And if you look at the last part of verse 15, God says, whose end shall be according to their works. The false teachers will pay for leading people astray. But because many people do not take the time to learn Scripture, the false teachers will successfully drag many to hell along with them. Verse 16. I say again, let no man think me a fool. But if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast of myself a little. He says, I'm acting like a fool. Paul says, I'm boasting, I'm acting like a fool. Boasters try to impress others, but they don't. Really, any righteous person will hear them and say, they're foolish. They don't impress anybody. So rather than impressing others, boasters actually turn people off. 17. That which I now speak, I speak it not from the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence as boasting. Notice what he says, that which I now speak, I speak it not from the Lord. In other words, he is saying, God does not command his people to brag. God does not command his people to act like idiots. God says that everything should be done decently. And boasting is indecent. And Christians who act like fools are an embarrassment to Christ and a turnoff to the world and fuel for the devil's slander. 18. Since many glory in the flesh, I will glory also. Paul says he's going to give competition to the troublemaking teachers in Corinth who are leading people astray. I'll give them some competition. The Corinthians were foolish enough to be impressed by them and their boasting, so Paul says, I'm going to boast also. Difference is, Paul will boast about God and what God is doing through him. 19. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing yourselves are wise. The Corinthians thought they were so wise. They thought they were so spiritual. Truth is, they were unwise and they were unspiritual. They were poor judges of character. That's why they were impressed by the false teachers. Why? Because they were charismatic, because they had a lot of snap. New Christians and Christians who do not read the Word of God regularly can be so easily impressed by a phony form of spirituality. They tend to judge things by feelings or how the world judges things, and that's why they're so easily led astray. 20. For ye suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, or if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. You allow that sort of thing? False teachers were spiritually abusive. They had a lot of rules, a lot of legalism that didn't have anything to do with the Word of God. Didn't have anything to do with being a Christian, but the Corinthians were impressed. So they followed them. Well, they looked, you know, very sharp and spiritual outwardly, these false teachers, so they followed them. Just amazing. Eloquent, charismatic speakers who speak with great authority concerning nonsense have a lot of influence over many people today. But it doesn't happen to people who know the Word of God and cling to the Word of God. If you cling to the Word of God, you're not going to be impressed by those people or led astray by those false teachers. 21. I speak as reproached, as though we had been weak. The Corinthians, they looked at Paul and they thought, he doesn't have the snap that our new teachers do. He's not as polished. He certainly isn't spiritual like our new teachers are. And you know what? He didn't have that snap. And he didn't have that charisma. And he didn't try and he didn't care. Paul gave out the pure word of God in a non-fancy way. And maybe that looks unspiritual to some, but if that's the case, then those people are either non-Christians or very carnal. Last part of verse 21. However it be, whereinsoever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Paul says, you know what? I can talk like your fancy false teachers. I could do that myself, he is saying. And that's true. Anyone can say and do the things that carnal-minded people who like their flesh tickled are drawn to. Anybody can do that. Anybody can stand up on a stage and close their eyes and say, I'm getting a word from the Lord, and here it comes, and just make up a bunch of garbage. Anybody can do that. But that is not pleasing to God. So God-fearing men don't do that. Only those who want to be the center of attention do that sort of thing. 22. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes beyond measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. Paul's saying, I'm better than them. Paul's saying, I'm better than the false teachers. And by his own mission, he's talking like a fool. But he's doing it to emphasize how foolish the Corinthians are and their false teachers are for talking that way and for being impressed with that kind of garbage. It's foolish to compare ourselves with other Christians and boast about it. This is foolish. Because if you compare yourself with other Christians and you don't think you're as good, then you get discouraged. If you think you're better, then you get full of pride. And none of it matters anyways, because Jesus is the judge and He is the standard, not us, not others. Doesn't matter. Next time, verse 24. Until then, so long everyone.